So without further ado, I bring him in. Sigmund, how are you, my friend?
Good. Did y'all have to go to Beaumont just to get away from the mass anxiety? Has everyone exhaled?
Yeah, we're all breathing a little bit. There are a lot of not-so-puckered b-holes in Houston anymore, at least for a day.
It's always a better way to be, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, look, so if you want to get on the phone, if you have fantasy questions for Sigmund, you can call right now, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. You can text that number as well. Sigmund, my question right now is, if you're a Todd Gurley owner, one, do you, I know you had to wait until the final injury report, but do you even trust him to get out there and give you, quality numbers this week?
No. And I think that it's the specter of last year. And well, hey, if he goes out there and plays against San Francisco and looks good, then we can put this behind us. But the way that Sean McVay said, we didn't know about this injury, the fact that the game was Thursday night, so he's had a full week and he's still not practicing. So whatever he does in practice today doesn't necessarily give me that much solace. I need to see him on the field. I need to see him looking at least as good as he did last week. He still doesn't look like he did last year before the injury. But, yeah, this is bringing back bad memories.
All right, now, do you have any other stuff that you're seeing out there that you wanted to just kind of general information for our listeners?
Oh, yeah. I think that we have to watch David Johnson for Arizona. Now, he did practice in some form today, although his back locked up with his back issues oftentimes comes back to how the player is feeling. Chase Edmonds, I think, is a good play no matter what against Atlanta's defense. You saw what Houston did to them last week. So I think we're going to like whoever is at running back, maybe both of the Arizona running backs. Marquise Brown is a game-time decision. The rookie hasn't played. You look at Willie Snead as someone if you need to pick up a wide receiver off of the waiver wire. I don't think you're going to see Brown. Tyreek Hill is a game-time decision. You plug him right in if he's playing. If he's not, Byron Pringle, Mecole Hardman, DeMarcus Robinson all become more interesting. But against that Houston secondary, they're all – any of them could get free behind the defense at least once, so they all still are worth the look. But if Hill's out, they're much more attractive plays.
All right, the board is filling up, but real quick, were you surprised at Golden Tate's production?
I was surprised at him making a downfield play, and Daniel Jones did throw that ball into a tight window, and there were other plays that Tate was being held. So, yeah, Tate looks like a good pickup now going forward with Daniel Jones giving them some competent play when they're not facing tough defenses.
Good, because I took a late flyer on him just to stash him. I'm confident in that. All right, let's get to these phone calls. We're going to start at the top and work our way down the board. Jose, you're up first with a wide receiver question for Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I got Calvin Ridley, Metcalf, Diggs, and Jarvis Landry. What would be the best combination?
I would go with Ridley and Diggs. I think the Arizona-Atlanta game is going to be high scoring, and I think Minnesota is going to take a lot of shots at Philly secondary.
All right, there you go. Oscar is up next. Oscar, go ahead, my friend.
I got a wide receiver question as well. I have Cooper Kupp and Larry Fitzgerald. They're pretty much solid on my team. But I have Stephon Diggs, Sammy Watkins, and Mike Williams. Who should I put in?
Yeah, I like Diggs again there. Watkins, I expect, will not play. He hasn't practiced. Williams is playing the Steelers on Sunday night. Not a bad matchup, but the Chargers lost their center. They already lost their left tackle. Steelers defense is pretty good, so it might be a long night, Philip Rivers.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you have fantasy questions from one of the best in the business, there is none better. I'll go ahead and say it. Sigmund Bloom is joining us, so get on the phone line with those questions, and we'll get you in. If not, you can text the show or tweet us, and we'll try to get those as well. Back to these phone lines, Edgar with a flex question. Go ahead, Edgar.
I got a flex, MPPR, Lindsey, running back, or receiver. Oh, hell yeah, I got me caught up. Cowboys receiver.
Gallup, Michael Gallup?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like Gallup this week. Randall Cobb probably isn't going to play like the matchup against the Jets. Philip Lindsay's been fantastic, although the Tennessee is a tough run defense. He's still splitting with Royce Freeman. I'd probably go with Gallup.
Well, all right, there you go. Archie has a quarterback question for you. Go ahead, Archie.
I've got Mahomes or Lamar Jackson. Who do I start?
I think Mahomes is going to be okay with that ankle, and Lamar Jackson without Marquise Brown is a little less attractive, so I would stick with Mahomes.
It's interesting because the problem I have, Sigmund, week in and week out right now, one of my teams is I have both Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, and it's kind of a coin flip now with the way that Watson performed last week, right?
It is, and you put yourself in Bill O'Brien's shoes. I think they're still going to try to run the ball a lot. They should, really, looking at what Indianapolis did. So I'm not sure that I would start Watson over Jackson this week, but they're both top four plays. Really what you need to do, though, is find that team that needs a quarterback and trade one of them for something that's going to help your starting lineup.
That's true. All right, 713-780-3776. You can get great advice like that from Sigmund Bloom. Just hop on the phone line, 713-780-ESPN. It's that easy. You can get your fantasy questions answered. Up next is Eric with a running back and a wide receiver question. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, PPR league, Jordan Howard or Tevin Coleman? And then wide receiver, Robert Woods or Michael Gallup?
I love Gallup this week. Between Howard and Coleman, I actually have them right next to each other in my ranking. It's kind of a coin flip. I do look at Jordan Howard and the games he's had against Minnesota in the past as a Chicago Bear, and I think that Philadelphia is still going to give him the opportunity. So I'd probably play him over Coleman. San Francisco lost their other starting offensive tackle going up against the Rams this week. That could be a defensive battle, but I won't talk you out of Coleman.
All right. Yasir has a wide receiver and a flex question for you. Go ahead, Yasir.
Hey. I wanted to know between Tyreek Hill, Todd Gurley, and Brandon Cooks and Alshon Jeffrey, who should be my one receiver and who should be my flex?
Yeah, if Hill is playing, Hill has to be in, and then I would probably go with Jeffrey next. Now, the San Francisco defense has been really good, so Cooks it should be playing. If Hill's out, then I think you have to go with Cooks and Jeffrey. As we talked about, you can't trust Gurley this week.
There you go, 713-780-3776. You still got a couple of minutes. We're going to switch over to the text line real quick, get a couple of these text messages in, and then we'll hop on the Twitters and see if. But again, we'll take calls first, so if you want to get your fantasy question in for Sigmund Bloom, 713-780-ESPN. From the text line, Sigmund, somebody wants to know, do you start Mahomes or do you start Watson?
Yeah, I'm going to give the edge to Mahomes just because I think it's the Houston secondary that's vulnerable. And if Tyreek Hill comes back, that really tips it, especially in Mahomes' favor. If Hill isn't playing, look, I'm not going to talk anybody else benching benching Mahomes for Watson the way Watson played last week. So it really comes down to Tyreek Hill's status.
All right, more on the text line. Somebody wants to know, they're 0-5. What is Saquon worth? Would Cortland Sutton and Josh Jacobs be too much?
If I would want to get Saquon. And not try, look, he's probably going to play in week 7. It's already too late to have him for week 6. If you somehow make the playoffs, you want to have Barkley. That being said, Josh Jacobs looks fantastic and probably is being undervalued. So I still don't think that's enough for Barkley. If you're trading away Barkley, you want to hold on to him. But I do think Jacobs is a good trade target right now.
Crazy, as we're sitting here talking, Sigmund, I just got a fantasy update alert from Yahoo that said Todd Gurley has been changed from questionable to doubtful now. So
that
probably answers that. Yeah, all right, back to the phone lines. Joseph has a running back question. Joseph, go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to see if I should start Melvin Gordon this week.
Sure. It's not a great matchup against the Steelers, and they're going to be missing Mike Pouncey, but he's still going to get 15, 18 touches. Basically, Gordon and Eckler are the number 2A, 2B receivers. So in PPR leagues especially, that gives you a safe floor. And I think he'll look better than he did last week. They tried to give him the ball a lot early. Didn't look like it was clicking. So I would go with him, but I would still have medium expectations.
All right, if you're on the phone line, you're in, but we're going to cap it there. If you didn't get in, there's always next week. There's always Twitter, and we'll get all that info from Sigmund as well.
Yeah.
Greg has a running back question. Greg, go ahead.
Okay, I have Jones, Coleman, and Howard, and I only need 2.
Yeah, if Jones, I'm assuming it's Aaron Jones, and he would have to be
yes,
in.
Yes, sir.
And then I give a small edge for Howard over Coleman, but I won't talk you out of Coleman after how the 49ers ran the ball last week, but I would go with Howard.
Very good. All right, Jack has a wide receiver question. Jack, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I got DJ Chark, Stephon Diggs. Who are you going with this week? I'm worried about Lattimore locking down Chark.
Yeah, that's definitely a fair concern, and I would expect that after what he did to Mike Evans. So I would actually go with Stephon Diggs. Again, Philadelphia's one of the worst secondaries in the league, and I think it's going to be a big game for Diggs.
No one does it better. Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. Sigmund, we talked about it. We had to cap it. How can the folks get a hold of you, and what do you guys have going over there at footballguys.com that they can take advantage of?
Yeah, we've my podcast is free, 8 episodes a week. Our newsletter's free. I answer questions in our message board in a thread, the Shark Pool, on Sunday mornings. Of course, you can try to hit me on Twitter, too. And also on our YouTube channel, because when we record our podcast, we actually have a live stream on our YouTube channel, and then we rip the audio and make that our podcast. And when we get over 10,000 subscribers, we're about a few hundred away, we're going to do something pretty special, some sort of giveaway. So I'm going to encourage people to get in on that.
Yeah, for sure. Did you say 8 podcasts a week?
Yeah, well, you just, we enjoy it, and we enjoy recording with each other and our audience. You know, I think at this point, really, podcasts are help keeping people company. You know,
right?
Helping them getting through the parts of their life that make them weary. I hear that from people a lot, so it helps our day go. It doesn't feel like work to me. I'm sure you can share that sentiment, Barry. You know, we get to do this, we get to talk, and we're lucky to call it work. So give the people what they want.
Nah, I'm with you. Hey, that's Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com. Sigmund, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Always a pleasure.
There you go. Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. Nobody does it better, you guys. And you know what?